collapsed in the final session of the second day, during which Laker boasted a spell of 7 wickets for 8 runs in just 22 balls. The tourists were under the cosh, but with their second innings severely interrupted by rain, in the space of 2 days only 100 minutes were played due to the poor weather, most doubted there would be time for a positive result. But as the skies cleared, Laker stormed to form. On 112-2 at lunch on the fifth day, Australia were about to be crushed by a glorious one-man show. Wickets fell one after the other, courtesy of the off-spinner, exhibiting clinical control of length and spin from the Stretford end. Laker was the first player to take all 10 wickets in a test match innings. Only India's Anil Kumble has managed that feat, taking 10-74 against Pakistan in 1999. England versus West Indies, first test, Edgbaston, June 1957. Test cricket made a triumphant return to Edgbaston after a 28-year hiatus in 1957, when England and the West Indies engaged in one of the most thrilling matches of all time. The home fans in attendance at the Birmingham ground were expecting the worst when the visitors romped to 474 in their first innings to give them a 288-run lead. That followed poor opening batting from the English, as Sonny Ramadan claimed 7 wickets and Roy Gilchrist, a long and lean bowler who bowled constantly for 1 hour and 50 minutes, took 2. But the English turned on the style with an exquisite display second time round, showcased by a 411 partnership by Peter May and Colin Cowdrey, as they declared on 583. May's individual tally of 285 not out became the highest ever total scored by an England captain, and the record stood for 33 years until Graham Gooch notched 333 in 1990. May was a natural batsman, tall, strong, powerful, with an excellent technique, and his heroics, 2 sixes, 25 fours, and 111 singles, almost resulted in an amazing comeback victory for the hosts. Perhaps England could have declared earlier, giving them more time to dismiss their rivals and secure victory on the final day. In the end, though, resisting disaster was enough. The West Indies stepped forward, requiring 296 runs in 2 hours and 20 minutes. But when they lost 2 wickets for only 9 runs, the only team looking likely to snatch victory from the jaws of a draw was England. Gary Locke and Jim Laker then came to the crease with confidence, and the tourists were suddenly 68-7. But John Goddard, the Windies captain, prevented the miracle renaissance by batting defensively for 40 minutes. He did not score, but his contribution was crucial, as his side clung on for the draw. England versus West Indies, second test, Lord's, June 1963. One of the most astonishing matches in history unravelled at Lord's in 1963 during the second test between England and the West Indies. Frank Worrell led the exciting visitors to a one-innings victory in the opening test at Old Trafford to put pressure on England at Lord's. The whole nation was enthralled by what followed. Throughout the match, the cricket was top-notch, but it was the climax that was truly remarkable. When the final over came along, any one of the 4 results was still possible. A win for England, a win for the West Indies, a tie, or a draw. Add to that the fact that Colin Cowdrey went into bat for the hosts with a broken arm, and it's easy to see why the crowd were transfixed. In the end, the match was drawn, with England just 6 runs short of a victory, with the West Indies requiring 1 more wicket to go 2-0 up in the series. It was undoubtedly the fairest result in a match, where both teams excelled. Hundreds rushed onto the pitch at the match's conclusion, congratulating the players and sucking up the glorious atmosphere. England went into bat needing 234 to win in their final innings, but soon slipped to